Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
What's this dude's name? DeMar?
Lamar. DeMar. It's Lamar. DeMar is the ghetto version.
It's DeMar.
It's DeMar? Oh, it's the ghetto version.
This is black name.
I thought Lamar. DeMar.
Well, at first it was Lamar. Black people came with Lamar. It's like, you know what? We need to take it a step farther. I don't like Lamar no more.
We need to make his name sound more African.
Yeah, DeMar.
Which is cool.
Thanks, go.
Yeah.
But anyway, he came out.
Take my name, Kevin Devin.
That's the black version, Devin.
Mm-hmm. Not like Keith. Deeth.
Hey, Kevin, get serious on this.
Niggas ain't did it yet, but they're going to do a lot.
Hey, what's up, Deeth? And they going to put the H on. They're going to put an F on it. Deeth. Hey, no, so
all right.
I have a bad thing putting F on my name, and I'm Keith. But I say Keith. But anyway, because I'm black. Yeah, fuck. But anyway, so Lamar Hamlin recently came out and finally told everybody what happened to him.
But before we go to that, we originally did a video.
No, I'm going to show that later.
You want to show it later?
Yeah. Let's go to his response.
All right, man. It's your show. I'm just here. I just tag along.
So the diagnosis of pretty much what happened to me was basically commotio cordis. It's a direct blow at a specific point in your heartbeat that causes cardiac arrest. And 5 to 7 seconds later, you fall out. And that's pretty much what everyone's seen.
I'm 40. I ain't going to tell you my age. I'm old. I've been watching football since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I've never, ever seen cordis happen to anybody else in the National Football League. Yeah. I suppose it can happen.
It's an aberration. It's an anomaly. It doesn't happen. I haven't seen it. I mean, there's been players that died on the football field, but it was because of a heart defect or heart attack.
Yeah.
Similar to what you just said, I've never seen it.
You're the very first case.
Well, it's the first time for everything, but I don't believe you. I think you're lying.
Well, you don't know that. He could. See,
he's lying. You know how I know he's lying? Because he did an interview, and he didn't want to answer the question. Now he wants to answer the question. That's how I know he's lying.
Okay, so we did a video.
He wanted to get all these ducks in a row. He wanted to get his money, right?
You speculate.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory. I don't have nothing to back this up. This is all anecdotal. I'm pulling this shit out of my ass. Yeah. I'm just putting two and two together. I don't have no proof to back this up, but I think he got his ducks in a row.
So this is what he said when he first interviewed him.
Mr. Hamlin was discharged from the ICU. The question on so many minds, what caused his heart to stop beating?
You're 24, peak physical condition.
Yep.
Could run circles around me right now. How did doctor describe what happened to you?
Say something. Say it. Yeah. Boom. Say it.
That's something I want to stay away from.
F*** you.
And that's what my response was. When I,
you know what my response is now? F*** you again.
I'm up all night praying and shit. Make sure you make a full recovery. You don't got the balls to tell everybody what happened. Because I don't believe it.
Well, this the thing. The reason why I don't believe you.
Because I've never seen this before.
And,
ever.
And if this is what really happened to you, Why was it so hard for you to just tell people that when they initially interviewed you? Why do you say, I want to stay away from that? What was his words?
I want to stay
away. It was like, I don't want to touch that right now because it's some drama around that.
Yeah.
That's why you, what did he say? You want to look at it again?
Man.
Yeah, show it again. Right there when he asked him a question, all that damn stuttering and shit. Like, damn girlfriend caught you with got your cell phone and caught all these text messages on your phone. And you're sitting there like, somebody hacked my phone. I don't know. I'm about to get back to you on what really happened. Let's look at it again.
It's his heart to stop beating.
You're 24, peak physical condition.
You're a journalist.
Could run
right
circles around me right now. How did doctor describe what happened to you?
Look at his face. Say something. He just got caught with a bunch of nudes on his phone.
Hey.
Yeah. Who's this bitch? All these titties. Say it.
That's something I want to stay away from.
Fuck you.
So he said that's something I want to stay away from.
No, man, you lying then and you lying now.
But we don't know that.
He
but-
lying. That nigga is lying. He got all the red flags, man. When I'm lying, I do what he did. I'm like, that's not my phone. That's not me.
Somebody cloned my phone.
Somebody cloned my phone. That's not me. I don't know that bitch. That ain't my dick right there. What? No, you saying things. That's what. You lying.
And you know, I wouldn't be saying that if you would have just said that when they initially asked you in that interview, that question. But
you had a long time to come up with a lie. I don't have that. We don't have that much. We don't have that privilege to come up with a lie. And I mean, you've been privileged to come up with something over the last 3 months. I think it's been longer than that, 4 or 5 months.
I mean, and that's what everybody was saying from the start, though. When it first happened, oh, he got an arrhythmia. He got hit in the chest, and that's what caused it. And that's what everybody was saying. I mean, like, everybody had that in their ear.
Yeah.
But when they ask you to put this to bed and to nail down what happened,
But you know what? I just want to put this disclaimer out there. We're not talking about the vaccine. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about something else.
Yeah, disclaimer.
We're talking about something else, but I can't really go into it. But y'all know what I'm talking about.
I mean, it could have been a lot of things.
You two, we ain't talking about the vaccine. I know y'all like to misrepresent everything. We're not talking about the vaccine. I just really want to know what happened to DeMar. All right? We ain't talking about that.
Man, I'm damn near 50. I've been watching football for 30, 40, 40 years, man. Watching the NFL, man.
That's crazy, man.
I've never, ever. But it could happen.
It was a routine play.
You got those thick pads on you.
You're a rough, tough guy. You one of the baddest men on the field. He's the safety, right? You could get hit by a bus and get up. You could get hit by a bus, a bull, a UPS truck can come up you and run you over, and you would get right back up with them pads on.
You acting like you in that movie Get Out.
That's what you acting like, bro. Them white people got you, huh? Stirring that damn cup. You like,
you just sitting there, tears coming out of your eyes. Looking like a nigga. That's a damn good show. F*** you again. Damn good show.
Hey, we got short videos. We got long videos. Don't forget to like and share and subscribe. If you want to watch more Harsh Twins, I got other links in the description box to my other YouTube channels.
Don't forget to subscribe.
I didn't tell them that.
Yeah.